a peanutless defense now for the second time in 2 years. It sickens me. It's too bad. He was playing well. The guy is always in a position to succeed because he works at it. He's in tremendous shape. And in a seemingly not a big deal in terms of what he did, he just pushed Michael Crabtree in the back, not involved in the play in any way, and you see him grimace in pain.
You see injuries like that happen. You go look at some Achilles injuries and the fact that someone just backpedaling for no reason.
No contact injuries. Right. Classics.
It's just a weird facet of the human body in football.
Go ahead.
How about we flip a coin? I was just going to say, I agree with you in terms of being sickened by that injury, because with all the stuff that's going on in the NFL now, you flip on any TV show about the NFL, it's not about the game, it's about all these other issues. You look at a guy like Charles Tillman, who's a perfect example of a player on the field and off the field winning the NFL Man of the Year award. Again, it's horrible. It's a horrible injury for the team.
You know, after the game, Ronnie Lott tweeted out how much he was inspired and respected Charles Tillman. And I don't retweet, but Zach showed it to me. And to me, that tells a story. You take a guy like Ronnie Lott, who I have tremendous amount of respect for, and he shows respect for a young guy like Charles Tillman. He's Man of the Year, NFL Guy of the Year.
There's more than one vet out there that said it.
And you want to see guys, you really do want to see them walk away from the game on their terms. I mean, that's the ideal. And truly walk away from the game. If you can't do that, then one of the things here that struck me as I'm watching Charles and the tears on the sideline, a warrior being carried off the field on his shield. I mean, not to be melodramatic, but he left it all there. But this guy gave everything to the game.
The important thing for Charles is his influences in the NFL. Mm-hmm. His peanut punch, whatever you want to call that phrase, his influence, his legacy is going to be left in the NFL for the rest of generations, because Kyle Fuller is going to pick up on the traits that he learned from Charles Tillman. Tim Jennings, all these guys, Charles' footprint is in the NFL.
He did it with, by going for quality. You know, a lot of guys go for the big hit. They want to get on SportsCenter, whatever, with the blow somebody up, and they don't wrap up.
Right.
Charles was making tackles and punching out, and he was doing it the right
way. I really, really wanted him, because he's put in such effort and time to get himself right for every game. He's the first guy in the locker room every single Sunday, goes through a ritual. Tom and I have seen it every single week, and you respect it from afar. You respect it up close. I really wanted him to get the interception record for the Bears. No disrespect to your buddy and our friend Gary Fensick, but just how Peanut has done it in this era, the ball's in the air a lot. It would have been great. He, in my opinion, and you guys are both historians for Chicago Bears football.
Well, Red Grange did play both ways.
He's the best corner in Bears history.
I totally agree. He's the number one interceptor among cornerbacks. I know he fell short of the record. But the signature play to me still, and you probably know where I'm going with this, the Randy Moss play.
Rookie year. His rookie year in the end zone. Yep.